Cut one.
I was behind someone at a grocery store yesterday who clearly had never used a self-checkout before. It's hard to believe, but there she was, scanning items twice, looking confused by the bagging area, holding up the line of increasingly impatient people. My first instinct was frustration. I almost switched lines. Then I remembered being that person once. We all have moments where everyone seems to know the rules except for us. But what struck me was the other people's reactions. Some sighed, some switched lines, others offered to help. A few of us, including myself, waited patiently, understanding that we've all been there before. Because maybe the real test of character isn't how you act when everything's going smoothly. It's how you respond when someone else is struggling with something you find easy. The world moves fast, and it's easy to forget that not everyone moves at the same speed. Sometimes the most radical act is being patient with people who are trying their best in unfamiliar territory. So what do you think? How would you handle this situation? And what's the toughest thing that you've had to learn on the fly? Check out more at jamesabrown.net. On that note, I'm James A. Brown, and as always, be well.
Cut two.
The Porch Remembers. This is commentary from James A. Brown. I saw my neighbor painting a rail going up to her porch. And for a second there, I couldn't see her at all. All I could see was the man who used to live there. He moved away last year. He was gregarious, the kind who would sweep his walk like it was sacred, who'd wave at every car, ask you how your mother was doing, even if he'd never met her. Now it's someone else's porch. Same address, new name on the mailbox. And it seems that we're lucky. The new folks seem kind. They seem to care. But it hit me. We're just occupants. In our houses, we'll leave our imprint, sure. But the house, the porch, the sidewalk, that remains. We think of our homes as shelter, but they're more than that. They're witnesses. They watch us come and go, grow up and grow old. The porch remembers. The sidewalk remembers. And memories, well, if they could talk, they'd be everywhere. So, what do you think? What story would your porch tell if it could talk? Check out more at jamesabrown.net. On that note, I'm James A. Brown, and as always, be well.
Cut three.
A flicker we can't see. This is commentary from James A. Brown. A new study out of Canada says something strange and beautiful. We glow while we're alive. Not just metaphorically, literally too. A soft, almost invisible light comes off our bodies. It's called an ultra-weak photon emission. Say that three times fast. It radiates from living tissue. Scientists saw it in mice and leaves, and when we take our last breath, the light goes out. It's not like a flashlight. Think a shimmer that fades out as we do. Now I know how it sounds, fringe, maybe even silly, but it's real research. And even if it's just chemistry, just a byproduct of cells doing their own work, it's still kind of breathtaking. It's a reminder that we're all radiant in ways that we don't fully grasp. So what do you think? Do we really glow? And if we do, what kind of light are we putting out? What color would you like to be? Check out more at jamesabrown.net. On that note, I'm James A. Brown, and as always, be well.
Don't wait. Call Syndication Networks or send back the agreement now to lock in your market. Syndication Networks.